This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 15 million pounds of deteriorating explosives are improperly stored at Camp Minden in northwest Louisiana. The company charged with disposing of them has gone bankrupt. The U.S. Army agreed to destroy the M6 propellant with open-tray burning. Area residents said no. Lawmakers asked Department of Environmental Quality Secretary Peggy Hatch for an update.
The decision was made to allow other options. And that's kind of where we are.
Is that where we are now?
Yes.
Ruston Representative Rob Shadowin is concerned about the costs of alternative disposal methods.
Do we know what impact that's going to have on the state's budget?
Assistant DEQ Secretary Chance McNeely.
It's unclear at this point whether or not all parties to the AOC
will... The who?
The agreement.
Oh, okay.
So the AOC, so the parties are the Guard, EPA, DEQ, and the Army are willing to modify the agreement.
DEQ, the EPA, and the Louisiana National Guard have agreed to change the disposal method. The Army has not responded at all.
So we really don't know how much this is going to cost yet.
That is one of the purposes of the RFQ that we're currently reviewing.
An RFQ is a request for quotes, basically an estimate. DEQ is scheduled to make its recommendations on the RFQ to the EPA next week.
I know with EPA and DEQ and AOC and RFQ, I just don't want the people to be SOL.
And we don't either.
The open burn was anticipated to cost the Army between $22 and $24 million. Alternative disposal methods could cost more, and it's still up in the air whether the Army will pay. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.